setting up, go to.
I'm Dean Rafoma.
Dean.
Yeah. Mother of seven. I used to.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah, month. January, February. They all have different months. And I used to work with the Asian Development Bank. I worked there for 22 years.
Ah, yeah.
Yes, I'm one of the contributors of BlogWatch.
Yeah.
I also have my own personal blog. If you want to search me, just search Sexy Mom.
Sexy?
Mom.
Oh, that's your mom. All right.
I'll be there at number one at Google.
You know, there's good in advertising.
Okay, over here we have the youth bond, our youngest bond, still a student.
Bond.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Wonderful. About food. Okay. Wonderful.
And we have women.
You're my man.
How about Rush?
Hi, Rush.
I also write. I have a personal blog, and then I come to her.
I'd like to see your personal logs. Hello.
Next is Anton Schecker.
Hi. Hi, Anton.
My name is Anton Schecker. I'm a photographer part-time. I have a restaurant, and I have a blog, which you might already see, twitterlink.com, which tracks all the Twitter channel about all the restaurants.
Uh-huh. Wonderful.
My name is anyone from BlogWatch. And to set you at EAD, invited to guest bloggers. All far is not here, but we have, come on.
I'm Munchito. I'm with the SOFIA, Society of Filipino Film Archivists. I'm pushing for the agenda of archiving Filipino film.
You have a fan here. I want to do that.
Very good.
Yeah.
I've talked to you about that.
Sure. I was the lawyer of the movie industry for a while.
Viva Foundation hosts BlogWatch, so yeah. Let me introduce you to the owner. Gat
Dival. Yes.
It's part of BlogWatch, part of Philippine Online Chronicle, and it's part of the foundation initiative to develop an engineering of online solutions who are very globally aware and future organic.
Yeah. I thought that was your blog said.
Okay. You're also the editor of Philippine Online Chronicles, ID. Where are you, ID?
Hey.
And program director, are all here. And your fans, how many?
Sure. Oh, thank you. I should be so lucky.
So, can we go live? You're already live. About 660 viewers online. Okay.
Hello there.
I'm going to start now.
Who is Karen?
Karen Ang is absent.
Yeah.
And the others are coming soon. Yeah. The others are coming.
Sony's not here. Anton
They're coming
here.
Over.
Anton, are you ready to Girly? Girly Shaka? Good friend of mine and my wife. Yeah, Iligan. Yeah.
Okay, I will introduce. We can start now. Welcome to BlogWatch. How can I call you? Senator Gordon?
Call me Dick.
Dick?
Yep.
Okay, we'll just probably just change.
Yeah.
NBF. Welcome to BlogWatch, a page, a project of the bloggers and Viva Foundation. We're glad you're here. You're our sixth presidential candidate that we have interviewed. And we're very pleased to meet the Transformers.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. And the way we go is the bloggers will ask, BlogWatch team will ask one question each with one follow-up. We're many, so you try to time the answers too, because we're 14, and we want the online audience to also respond.
Participate.
So it's only one question and one follow-up. And
sure.
It will be directed to either one of you who can answer
sure.
it.
Sure.
So I will have the pleasure of the first question.
Sure, Nami.
You have called yourself as the you put it yourself, the Transformers, the people that society. You and the old somebody in Twitter said that you are probably the only candidates with real government executive management experience. So my question is, what is really your vision for the Philippines? In general, because later on, the questions will probably answer the specific plans. For what is your overall vision of your partners, Transformers?
Well, I've expanded that since my run. I used to say it's an abled and ennobled Philippines. And now it's an able and enabled and engaged and noble Philippines, which means we've brought in President Macapagal as president. And what did I achieve there? I wanted right away what I said, attitude, a bill of duties and obligations and citizens, and not just a bill of rights. Hindi kabig, tulak at kabig pwede. So si Madaling sabi, you are really looking at a country that has been doing nothing but receive a handout from the Spanish era to the present era. They're just aping the others. And you know, we must become a can-do nation, and you must create an opportunity, an atmosphere, so that people can thrive. And how do you do that? You want an educated Philippines. A Philippines that knows its history, because we cannot move forward unless we know the past. You cannot look at the past with pride. If you cannot look at the past with pride, you cannot look forward to the future with confidence and hope. So to be educated, it doesn't mean that you just go to school and you just pay lip service in the Constitution. The Constitution says priority in education must be provided for. Pero pag tinignan mo yan, hindi gaganahan ng bata pag pumunta ka sa public school. Ni pangit-pangit na eskwela, gulagulanit, ang teacher is poorly paid. You have 150 students to one toilet on the average. In arm, it's 250 students to one toilet. You don't have dentists, so 97% are sick with dental cares. I can give you all the whole nine yards, and we're not even connected to them. And the world is swiftly passing by. So the foundation should really be based on this. You pay the teacher well, everybody will say that. But I say, retrain the teacher and pay her well. You have to retrain the teacher, make sure that, you know, if Singapore can pay them 122,000, I am very specific, 40,000 pesos. And you have to follow the UNESCO standard. Aman. Now, the next question is, where will you get the money? I'll let you ask a question later on. But you have to have an education-based citizenry, because poverty is an absence of choice, and we have become poor. Because when you're poor, when you're uneducated, you're not able to discern. Kaya I always tell people, alam niyo sa another card, cogito ergo sum. I think, therefore, I am. And if you can think, if you can discern, if you can read, write, compute, arithmetic, and everything like that, and you can, you know, really know your values, then you're all set. Then government doesn't have to take care of you, because you will know how to find your future. So, in essence, it's better to know where you're going and not know how, than to know how you're going and not know where.
Want to add something?
What I envision, my short-term, dream is actually an industry and government-friendly, happy and productive working-class Philippines. That's my short-term dream. We are all workers, from the president down to the last man. 40 million of us, and we've got to be productive. That's the key to solving our problem of poverty. We have to be as productive as those advanced countries if we want to reach their status. So to this I say I'll try my best, if ever I'll be given that opportunity, to get our people to have that discipline, at least follow the laws of the country. For in those laws are the solutions to our problems. I would say almost all our problems The solutions to them are already there. They are in our laws. The thing is, we simply have to include those solutions. And to do that, we will need political will. Political will to put pressure on every man to do his work well. And it is by law. And it is not anti-poor, it's not anti-labor to say. Same thing as St. Paul said to the Thessalonians. He said, those who shall not work shall not eat. That will be my political statement with regards to work. And every man has to bear it in mind that he has a duty, that he has to do his work well. And I'd say everything will evolve around that. Productivity, political will, discipline, and productivity.
Our succeeding questions will probably dig in more to your transformers. Jane, who will do it? Can you go nearer so you can be heard?
Hello.
My question is for after I'm done, but Fernando can also answer. You had said in the past forum that one of the first steps of solving the Mindanao problem and the conflict that arise in that region is to understand our Muslim brothers and sisters. In your years of service and going to Mindanao, do you yourself understand their situation? What is your understanding then, and what can you convey to the rest of the Filipino nation and to us today, so that we can start this process of solving this long conflict in the South?
First of all, it's not Mindanao. It's the Muslim situation. So Mindanao is okay. It's just a certain portion of Mindanao that you have a problem with. And I didn't just say understand it. I said respect, understand, and accept. You know, you have to respect our Muslim brothers, principally because even before the Spaniards came here, they were already here. And when the Spaniards came here, they asserted their character. Lapu-Lapu, Sorongan, Malbapak, Sultan Kudarat, they were never beaten by the Spaniards, except for Sultan Kudarat for a while. So when I look at it, I pay respect to that, and I would like to see not just eight rays in the sun, but the first ray should have been the Muslim ray, because the Lapu-Lapu was the first Asian to beat the colonial invader. He is both Tausug and Bisaya. So you have to accept also their ways. Remember that Islamic culture is one of the most fantastic cultures in the world. And they brought us algebra, they brought us a lot of things, you know, designs. And they influenced Spain, for that matter. The patios, all these arches that you see, the churches are even influenced by them. Design, even dresses, you know, the panuelo, that's really part of a parcel of the Muslim peoples. Now, when you look at our Muslims here, they were marginalized because when Spain came here, he discovered, oh, it's the Muslims again. It's the Moros again. They call them Moros in Spain. They were conquered for 800 years by, and there was a Reconquista that they call it, trying to get back their country from the Berbers first and then the Moorish, and that's why they were called Moros. So when Magellan was demolished by Lapu-Lapu, defeated, and we say that in our national anthem as Samanulupig di Kapasisiil, they said, oh no, it's the Moors again. So they put St. James of Compostela here, defeating the Muslims, the infidels. And then what happened? They made the Muslims, those who were not converted, as our enemies. The same way, they forced some of the Muslims in Spain to become Moriscos. They did the same thing to us. So, naging kalaban natin, hindi natin dapat kalaban. So, pag nakita niyo sa mga fiesta natin, Moro-Moro, pagka Maytime Festival, di ba, Moro-Moro, parang kalaban natin ng mga Muslims. So to make a long story short, what has happened since then? Remember that the Sultanate of Sulu was one of the most fantastic sultanates in the world. They were able to help Brunei and Borneo get Sabah. And that was the reward for helping them when they tried to beat the rebellions out there. And then, of course, when they created the Sultan of Sulu, remember, it was Paduka, I think is his name, who went to China long before the Spaniards came here. And he was honored by the Emperor of China. So you see, you have all these things happening in our country. Then they are all suddenly marginalized and excluded. That's the beginning of the problem. You exclude them, and you distinguish them as the enemy, then what happens? Until eventually, what do you have? When you go to Sulu, what used to be the Sultanate of Sulu, which is a lot better than Manila or Cebu or Sugbu, a long time ago before the Spaniards came, has become very impoverished. And what do you have now? Kids can't even go to school with good teachers out there. Takot magbigay na examen yung Professional Regulatory Commission. So volunteer teachers sila. I had to report that to Gloria Macapagal Arroyo when I visited there. Kita mo, because of the gulo there, bata pa kami, may Kamlon na, may MNLF, may MILF, ngayon ASG. We always fight, but we don't try to fix the problem. So, education is the problem. Health is the problem. Lack of infrastructure is the problem. They cannot even sell their products. This once proud race, who used to conquer Spain, who beat Spain and beat the other in combat, are now, you're trying to make them farmers, but even if they farm, they cannot sell their mangosteen, they cannot sell their durian, you know, and so, ayaw pumunta doon ng Department of Trade, natatakot. So they get poorer and poorer, and because they get poorer and poorer, the only choice is go back to the guns, or their campinas and their Chris, no? And all that. No? So to make a long story short, this situation has perpetrated itself upon our country, and because of that, ang tingin natin sila kalakalaban. We have never really tried to uphold their dignity. We have not really uphold their education. Ang masama pa dyan, nung araw ang policy pumunta ang Tigalusan sa Mindanao, and because many of them were uneducated, the Christians were able to get a lot of their lands, and it's not the fault of the Christians, but you know, when you try to develop a country, you say they move forward, and if the adaptability to change isn't there, and if the opportunities for change is reserved exclusively to Christians and not to Muslims, what happens is conflict and exclusion. So, in my experience, when I got there and reported that, I went back there and got a C-130, and we got the fruits of these people, put them on a C-130 and sold it here in Manila for 130 pesos. 100 pesos. Kinuha ng Christians yan. There they could only sell it for 5 pesos. Yung mga crabs sila, namamatay ng high blood pressure. Naggagawa sila ng preserve, sila lang bumibili, sila lang. So there is no value for what they do. So, you know, there's a lot of pain out there, and you have to assuage that pain. There's a lot of anger on the part of many people also who are kidnapped. So you have to find a way to try and put in investments. If I were president, one of the first things I might do is get an island in Sulu and show them that it can be a tourism enclave. You know? Bring domestic tourism there. After all, Sipadan is right next to Sulu. Kayang-kayang puntahan ng Abu Sayyaf yan. Nangibda pa sila doon. Dito, kayang-kaya rin kunin yung Abu Sayyaf yung mga turista. But if you show that pwedeng kumita other than the gun, na pwede kang maglagay doon ng mga sila mismo magpapatakbo, and they can make money out of the tourism business, you have to invest in it. And I think there will be slowly a difference in attitude. One of the manifestations of that is I've added a 9th rate to the sand. It's already approved. They're just sitting at it from Congress. I created the monument for Lapu-Lapu. I want the Islamic cultural history of the Philippines in Intramuros. There's already money for that. Hindi na re-release ng Gloria Macapagal Arroyo. This is the second year that money is there. And at the same time, create an ecclesiastical history of the Philippines. Put them together so people can see the progress of Islam, the progress of the church in our country, and therefore get a better understanding. The other thing I'd like to do is have Muslim children come over and live with Christian homes. You know, make them do things together. You know, wala naman tayong tension katulad ng ibang bayan, tulad ng Israel. But still, it is always better to try and engage. Enable, engage, and ennoble. Respect, understand, and accept.
You have a follow-up, Lord? You okay?
Can you speak louder?
It's okay. Hi, Senator and Mr. Chairman. Mm-hmm. There's a joke that says that if Moses had a committee taking the people of Israel out of Egypt, they wouldn't have gotten as far as the Red Sea. Now, both of you are executives and have executive experience in...
I've spoken in Davos, I've spoken in Harvard, I've spoken in one of the best business universities in the world called Kellogg's. I've gone all over the United States, I've gone all over Europe in speaking engagements. So I've dealt with prime ministers, with all the prime ministers practically in Japan of the modern world, and presidents of the United States. So it's not exactly that you're a small city. After all, Longapore had a foreign policy because we had the base there. How do we handle criticism? We accept them. We address them. But we can also be engaging and assertive. And it doesn't mean that you should be awed by it or cowed by it. We don't do that. But basically, I'm a lawyer. And I'm also a man who's working in a foreign company like Procter & Gamble, and you won't survive there unless you're assertive. And, so that is not a problem to me. Making policy is not a problem to me because I've been in the Constitutional Convention. That's a lot of experience. I've been a mayor for 13 years. I made policy in Subic Bay, chairman of Subic Bay Metropolitan Authority. We started from scratch. In fact, it is out of this mind that came the idea of a Freeport. And when we got it, we used voluntarism. If people will follow me without being paid, I can handle a bigger country. And because of that, we were able to convert Subic, get the World Bank and the ADB to support it, got big companies like FedEx, Acer, all the other big companies that came in. Now you have 200,000 jobs out there. What experience do the other candidates present? They're either children of their parents. They've either made money for themselves, built houses and sold them. I have built houses, 15,000 of them, and they were all given and built by the people themselves out of the Red Cross. And so, to my mind, we present the most complete experience. I've been in the Senate. The Senate makes policy. We make policies, for example, on tourism, on international humanitarian law, on alternative energy. These are policy laws that we've made, and I've authored. On automated election, I authored that. This is a policy. And therefore, more than just thinking that we come from a small city background, I think you ought to know that Payani Fernando also handled policy for Metro Manila. We were both cabinet secretaries. We've been exposed to the whole world. I've traveled all over the country as tourism minister, as well as being a senatorial candidate and a Red Cross. Payani has done the same thing. We have fixed homes everywhere. We have fixed supported provinces that have been under the heel of a disaster. And therefore, we know how to handle and we know how to work with other people. Ang kalaban lang namin yung tamad. Ang kalaban lang namin yung mga ayaw magbago. You want to make enemies? You create change. You'll always make enemies. And a man who doesn't create change, he tries not to have an enemy. And that's why he ends up to be transactional. He transacts with everybody. You want to transform? You have to really do practical miracles. And that's why Christ transformed the world. Well, what did they do? They crucified him. But out of 12 disciples, he built the Catholic Church. Muhammad built Islam. So it all starts from the bottom, from the small part to the big part.
So you think you two have the will to do those changes?
I have no doubt in my mind. And I have full confidence in Payani because Payani Fernando and I have agreed that after me, he should continue it. Like Taiwan, Chiang Kai-shek, Chiang Ching-kuo, then Lee Teng-hui, you have a mighty Taiwan. Singapore, Lee Ka-shing, Goh Chok Tong, BG Lee, you have a mighty Singapore. LDP in Japan, the Koreans, they have overtaken us because there's continuity, there's change, there's commitment. Here, we want to change, there's no commitment, there's no continuity, and voila, you have a country that's really in awful shape. Yeah?
The way I handle criticism is with an open mind.
because I'm a good leader, to be quick to spot good ideas. And then when it comes to a head, we need strong political will so that you can get things done. Because you don't stop at every barking door. And so that's how I believe the right way to handle such things. No? This world, they say, in this world, in every issue, the world is divided 50-50. So there will always be a no, and there will always be a yes. So you have to handle them properly. But one thing is, yung sabi nila, huwag kang pikun. Huwag ka lang pikun.
Pikun talo.
So, with an open mind, I do encourage criticisms. Because in that way, we can improve on our performance.
Let me just add a little bit there. You are a leader. Your job is to uplift the level of behavior and standard of living of your people. Not just the standard of living, but their values. You draw out the best from them. When you lead, that means you want to change things. You want to change things for the better. And having said that, kailangan hindi ka maging captive ng sarili mong community, ng sarili mong constituency. A leader cannot be captive of his constituency. He is the captain of his constituency. That's why captain, kapo, ulo, the head, yan ibig sabihin ng captain. You know? All these words are leadership. A centurion is a leader of 100 people. Kaya centurion, century. So makikita mo, hindi ka pwedeng captive because pinaka-lonely position in life is leadership. You're alone by yourself. You have to make decisions. And if you do not have the experience, you do not have the vision, you don't know where to take your people, and you go say, instead, saan ba kayo, saan nyo ba gusto, doon ba tayo? Does that make you popular? But it may not get you anywhere. It may not bring you change. And that's why you cannot compete in this country today.
Thank you.
Would you prefer us to speak in Tagalog or English?
Pwede ba Tagalog?
Pwede Tagalog.
Sige.
Tagalog ko yan.
Ano ba yung sa vlog? Tagalog?
Kasi meron tayong OFW.
Okay.
Sa isang ang anak matakot sa ama, okay yan eh, di ba? Pero pag yung ama natakot sa anak, yan ang...
And I can see them around. That's the mark of a leader. Kung gaano kadawal ka na ng leader, meron ka na bang mapapakita na magagaling ng mga tao mo na lumaki? Gusto mo lumaki pa sa iyo yung mga yan. And I have. No? I can prove that to you. Second, number one, ang kailangan ng bata is education. The best education possible. When you go to school today, hindi ka naniniwala sa gobyerno na sinasabi ang priority dapat ng gobyerno ay education. Because ang number one natin sa budget, sa bahay mo, wala ka ng backpack, ang dala mo doon, ito, ha, papasok ka, ayun na, basahin nyo ito sa Kindle, swak! Tama? Tama ba? Okay, ox. So, kung hindi natin kaya, baka kala nyo hindi kaya, o di yung curriculum na lang ilagay nyo. Pero gusto ko, 9,000 books nandiyan. Gusto ko mabasa yung New York Times ng bata, mabasa yung Bangkok Post, mabasa yung Manila Times, mabasa lahat. Pwede o dipindi? Diba? So kung gusto, maraming paraan. Kung ayaw, maraming dahilan. To my mind, education is everything. Because andyan ang values, andyan ang turo sa Panginoon, andyan lahat ang dunong. Kung wala ka niyan, mahirap ka. Poverty is an absence of choice. Alam vision namin dalawa? Kita niyo naman mag-computer kasama ko? A quality education. A quality population. That is our end all and be all.
Wait, let's just pause. Are we okay? Are we back?
We intend to engage the youth.
Yes. You have a follow-up question?
yung may answer to that.
Ah, yes,
how do how will we engage the youth? I think we have to get the youth to be productive. Say the measure of a happy man, sabi, is someone who is earning, learning, yearning. Yan ang ano. So you to learn, to earn, is and yearn, you've got to be productive. And so my advocacy on productivity will work best for the youth. We have to get them to learn as much. No? We have to have an educational system that is productive, that can really put more brains in our youth, no? And make school interesting. So all these things would revolve around being on productivity. So that's how I feel we should engage our youth.
I just want to make a point here. That was a proposal. So in line with consultation, I consulted you. You like it. 50. Alam mo yung 50 mo, dudunong yung bata, you voted for it. That's democracy. It is not an imposition. You make your choices. Gusto ko yung sinabi ni Bayani. Ngayon ko lang narinig sa iyo, kapatid. I like it. Learning, to earn, earning, yearning. Dapat may kulang ang bata palagi. Hindi mo bibigay lahat ng laruan, hindi mo bibigay lahat. Dapat may kulang. Para may gutom. Kasi pag busog palagi, wala nang ambisyon. Kaya ako, aim high palagi. Mag-ambisyon ka. Pero kailangan may work ethic ka, bawal ang tamad. Kailangan may dunong ka, lalong bawal ang tanga. At kailangan gawin mo yung tungkulin mo, may dignidad ka at may determination ka. So as far as I'm concerned, the young people must not only be educated, kailangan they must be competitive, they must be compassionate, at dapat talaga they can compete. So, ang problema natin, tingnan nyo yung mga eskwela ng ibang bayan, meron silang swimming pool sa eskwela, meron silang gymnasium, meron silang computer laboratories, meron silang debates, meron silang mga activities, sa atin, tipid na tipid. Kaya, nangyayari sa atin, wala. Because ang priority, wala doon. Wala tayo sa focus. It lost our connection?
Yeah. All right.
The system is bad, eh?
Yeah, this
is DSL. I think we should call on the NTC to do something about it. So difficult in my place, Mr. Bayan.
Wala na yun.
Mahirap kami kumuha.
Yes. Sure.
I said
it is a proposal, yeah, that has to be approved by everyone. They cannot not have a stake in it. Because I'll tell you why, Jean, is it different, Jean? I'll tell you. Why do people go abroad to find their opportunities abroad? Because they can no longer find their opportunities here. Because our foreign direct investment is one of the lowest in Asia, if not the lowest. We're not attractive anymore. If we're educated, kaliwat kanan, babamdali ito, katulad ng China, mag-educate sila, maraming market, they will all go there. Because dapat edukado tayo. Kung hindi tayo edukado, ang hirap kumuha ng trabaho. So, yung sinasabi mong tax on tax, hindi tax on tax yan. You tax for education. Kung hindi tas tax, gagalit ka. But, as far as I'm concerned, di ba ako, nung araw, sa ulang ko, masabi ko, pay tayo sa garbage fees. Pag dumating ang truck, mabango, nalinis, may uniforme yung garbage collector, hindi na garbage collector, sanitation technician na siya. may tugtog pa, at kuha yung basura pag sinabi ganitong oras, kuha. May bayad. Ang galing! Perfect! Why is it that when you go to America, you'll pay your taxes, but here you don't want to pay your taxes? Because ito ko lang dito, tayo nagbabayad, tapos hindi naman ginagamit, kinukurakot. Kaya kung gagawin mo yan, mapipilitan ng gobyerno, unahin yung education, yung value ngayon ng taxpaying, aba, okay yan, magbibigay ako dyan. Bakit? Aabante ang susidad eh. So sa akin, sa palagay ko, if I do that, at pumayag ang tao, payag lahat, it will enhance the whole country. Because kahit wala ka ng anak, you will always be with an intelligent country. Go to Singapore. Go to any country, America. You pay taxes. Ang kaibahan lang doon, binabalik. Dito kasi, ang programming sa atin ng Kastila dati ng araw, ng mga praile, is wala tayong kaya. Paggawa ng Pilipino, mahinang klase. Intellectual property is one of my propositions. Gusto ko yung kanta ni Freddy Aguilar na anak na benta katulad ni Manny Pacquiao na benta sa kamay sa boxing. Kung yung kamay niya, yung kanta niya na anak, kumita yon. At nag-platinum record sa American. Bilyonaryo si Freddy Aguilar. In terms of pesos kagad. Tama? Kung yung libro, nagkaroon tayo ng Gone with the Wind dito at nabenta yan, swak yan. Kung yung ating mga software na ibenta natin abroad, naging inventor tayo, swak yan. Pero dito, hindi ka pa nag-uumpisa, didiscrying ka na eh. Diba? So I want to encourage intellectual property creation. Gusto ko mag-invento ang bata. Gusto ko gumawa ka ng software. Gusto ko magaling ka. Gusto ko huwag kang takot. Gusto ko walang hiya ka. Walang hiya, pero may modo. Ibig sabihin ng walang hiya, huwag mo unahin nung nakakahiya eh. No! Kung may have got something to say, kaya marami na iba sa akin, at kay Bayani, diretso kayo magsalita, straightforward. Hindi kami nahihiya. Eh dito, pag straightforward ka, nakausap mo, hey, papo ko, sa bahay. Ganun kaya, di ba? Parang may inferiority complex. Subukan mo lumakad yung bata sa harap ninyo. Di ba? Di ba? Tama ba yan? Ha? Subukan mo magtanong ha. Pag i-interview. Knock, knock. Good morning po. What's your name?
Nahiya
pa. Ganun lang train na, ganun lang formatting natin. So, we're always afraid of the future. You cannot afford to afraid the future, be afraid of the future. You must make the future your friend. Do not fear the future. If that works, tingnan nyo, automated election. Lahat tinitira yan. Pero pagbalik mo sa dati, hello, Garci? ano ba gusto niya? You know what you do not want, but do you know what you want? I want education. You want to go to Ateneo, mas mahal. Pero if everybody carries the load na 50-50 centavos, halimbawa lang, I'm taking a chance here now. They will twist my words. Please do not twist my words. Do not allow them. Malinaw ang sinabi ko. It's a proposal. If they twist my words, sorry, patay na idea. But, you want to go to UP, go to Ateneo, you pay the price. Right? You have to be, mataas ang grades mo lahat. Eto, paano tataas ang grade mo kung sa grade 1 pa lang, mahina na yung education mo? Mahirap ka pa, talo ka! Talo ka! But kung lahat pare-pareho, magagaling ang teacher, kahit na mabuti, my gosh, the whole world is your oyster. You can choose anything. Why are you allergic to something that will better your children? Give me another idea. Your answer should be, pwede mo natin i-refine yan? The objective is there, right? But are you willing to sacrifice for it? Si Dean is a parent of 7. I'm sure she makes an awful lot of sacrifices. Gusto ko manood ng sine, eh saka na lang. May tuition yung anak ko eh. Gusto ko bumili ng kotse, eh ito na muna tayo. Ito na muna ng kotse, simple ang gabitin natin. Di ba? Yearning. You don't have to yearn if you create new leaders who came from a good education, good values, and they will be competitive. A transformation.
One question. It's not really political, no.
Pero speaking of Kindles and books, what type of books do you read?
Me?
Yeah, what type of books?
Okay, we're live.
Historical books, autobiographies, lot.
If you had a book in your bag right now, what would it be?
A history book.
History book, which, yeah. Which particular one?
Right now I'm reading Spanish history.
Spanish history.
Yeah.
Okay, po, Sir Bayani.
Ako? Probably a technical book.
Technical book.
Yes. Something about engineering. Of manufacturing, this kind of things. My dream is to become an industrial designer. Yeah. I want to design arenolas, mga toilets.
Okay. So we can spread the internet. Can some log into TP-Link? Here.
Remember, anytime you ask us a question here,
yes, to be like.
Ang tendency niyan is we're telling you what's on our mind. Suppose yung tinatanong nyo, walang proposition, walang criticism. Pero pag sumagot kami, may matutuwa, may makikriticize. If you're daring, you're taking a risk. You have to dare. You have to dare to have change. Kaya sabi nila, okay na ito, isang ito. Walang record na masama ito. Hindi naman siya nag-executive eh. Ano bang gagawin niya para sa'yo?
At a certain point, you really have to move na. Di ba?
I mean, yeah. Di pwedeng certain point eh. Ayoko yun. Mangungura ako siya eh. Tumaya ka dito. Taya mo si Gordon. Nagawa niya yung Subic eh. Kaya mo si Bayani, nagawa niya yung Marikina. Yung logo po, nagawa ni Gordon. Yung color ko, nagawa ni Gordon. Regional Science High School, nagawa ni Gordon. Si Bayani, nagawa niya yung Guaputel, nagawa niya yung nakahanda tayo sa disaster, nagawa niya yung traffic. Kayo nakapunta sa Subic. Kahit na wala ako doon na ngayon, kahit na walang pulis, susunod kayo sa traffic, di ba? Di ba? Yep. Oh, bakit ganun? Because I dared. I'll give you an example. Yan ba yung security ko? Pagkita ko nga lang. Bilis lang. I'll give you an example. So, example of what I call the importance of training and importance of inculcating discipline. Halimbawa ito. Who are you?
I'm Officer Riva, a member of SBMA Security Force, Domestic Security Force in Old County, sir.
Actually, he's no longer a member of the SBMA Security Force. Pero I just painted the picture of the kind of security force I want. He must be the best. Number 12, general order.
Number 12, sir. Maintain the highest level of integrity and professionalism that's unparalleled in the entire country, sir.
To maintain the highest level of professionalism and integrity that is unparalleled in the entire country. Sounds robotic? Maybe. But you ask a policeman, ano yung duty niya, hindi niya alam. Right? You go to Subic, nakita niya yung naka-blue, marunong mag-English yun. Pag nakita niya yung naka-red, ang sagot niya, sir, he knows how to speak English, but pulong dito eh, kung talaga tutusin, ginagamit natin yung pork barrel, iba dyan, kahit tayo hindi marunong mag-aral, paparalin. There's no excellence.
Move on na siguro to the next question, Dean.
Din, sige.
Tagalog na tayo.
Yung ating mga tinatawag ng mga bayani, yung OFW, na matagal na tayong may mga social related issues sa kanila, and then, most
of the Tagalog.
Dysfunctional. Tagalog. Ano pa ang balang mo sa kanila? Sa kanilang families dito na paano din sila pag-raise yung kanilang levels?
I'm running for president, he's running for vice president. So, ako ang pamato muna, tapos sa susunod ko sa kasakali. If you don't mind, di ba, Benny? So, ang tanong mo, anong plano namin sa OFW? Ako, hindi ko lulukuhin ng OFW. Tinatawag kayong bayani, pero inuuto kayo. Inuuto. Because nanuto ako niyan, ang hirap maging overseas Filipino worker. Malayo ka sa pamilya mo, nag-aalala ka. Di mo alam, nandun ka sa ibang bayan. Kung babae ka, you're vulnerable. Napakahirap. Kaya ang tawag natin, dahil natitiis, bayani. Tama yan. They're bayani to their children. Pero kung minsan nalilito ang bata, bakit naman ako iniiwan ng tatay ko malayo? I used to feel that because magulang ko, nasa Longa po, nag-aaral ko sa Maynila. Pero nasabihin ko sa inyo ito. Sa dami ng kakulangan ng ating bayan, our people were forced to find their future in foreign shores. Hinahanap nila ang kanilang kinabukasan sa ibang bansa. Dahil sa katamaran ng mga namumuno dito, hinahanap, hindi sila, in-encourage silang doon na lang. Ng barko, gumagawa ng computer, lahat ng klase ginagawa nila ngayon. Umalis yung Amerikano dyan, mas maganda trabaho nung araw, 42,000 sila. Ngayon, 200,000 inside and outside. Meron. I mean, not exactly, wala na mangyari. So, yung bangko ginagawa yung pera mo para invest. So, sa madaling sabi, kailangan natin na yung overseas Filipino worker, tingnan ito ha, dollars in that Provident Fund, to $30 billion in that, na iadulad mo sa GSIS, no? Pagsamahin mo ang SSS, GSIS, at saka yung OFW, nakabuo sila ng pondo, kaya lang doon, kasi dollar ang kinikita ng OFW, tutumbasan niya employer-employee, dahil hindi mo maihingihan yung empleyado niya. Magpo-force savings sila na lang doon, dahil yung pera nila, lang, we have to translate the savings of the OFW, not just in consumption, but in investment. And that is important. Ha? Huh? No, as much as possible, when you have investment here, then you will have development here and there will be jobs here. Now, I will continue the answer then because you asked me if they will remain there. Poverty is an absence of options. So because of poverty, ang option lang umalis sa abroad, punta sa abroad. Madalimbawa, ang sigip-sigip na natin sa Maynila, nakita natin sa Ondoy, ayan, alam ni Bayani, yung karsada, yung SETEX. Okay? Ngayon, ang Clark hanggang Subic is only 25 minutes to 30 minutes bagong seaport. Anong silbi ng bagong airport seaport? Pero pag tinignan mo, ang lapit, ang daming bakanteng lupa dyan, ang dapat gawin ng gobyerno, ilako na maglagay ng investment sa pagitan ng Subic at Clark, hindi lang sa loob ng Subic at Clark, pagitan ng Clark at saka Manila, between Manila and Batangas, because gustong-gusto ng investor, malapit siya sa airport, malapit siya sa seaport, sapagkat yung produkto niya, at yung kanyang mga kailangan dyan dadaan. Tama? So dapat dyan tayo nagsisimula. Para sa ganun, nilagyan mo na lang mga 100 hectares, 200 hectares yung Duba, 100 hectares sa San Fernando, 100 hectares sa Malolos, kung may makukuha pa ka doon. Sa Tarlac, gagawa na mga pabrika, gagawa na mga bahay, magbibisikleta na lang pa tumungo doon sa mga pabrika yung mga tao doon. Hindi katulad ngayon, dahil wala sila magawa, nakatulad sila sa Bulacan, sa San Fernando, kasakay ng bus maagang maaga, alas 4 pa lang gising na, papasok sa trabaho, hindi niya nakikita anak niya dahil pagbalik niya, alas 11 na ng gabi, hindi na sila nakikita. Kaya napakahalaga natin. Pero ganun kalaki ang Singapore lamang. Kayang-kayang ipsaksak ang 18 Singapore sa loob ng Negros. Ba't di natin magawa, maglagay tayo ng mga bagong universities dyan? Ba't di natin magawa, maglagay tayo ng bagong investments dyan? Because nobody really cares. Nobody has really thought about it. Ako, na-pwersa ako. Tinamahan kami ng pinatubo, inalis yung base, pursado kami, kaya naghanap ako ng kabuhayan, pinaayos ko yung airport, nakuha natin ang FedEx, nakuha natin ang mga Taiwan Industrial Park, nakuha natin ang Japanese Industrial Park, kaya kailangan meron kang ganung experience para mahatak mo ang investment di lamang sa iyong bansa, muna sa ibang bansa, para magkaroon ng choice ang mga tao to find their future in Philippines, not to find their future only in foreign shores. Okay?
Are you okay, Nino?
The
ang engineer na katulad ni Bayani Fernando, malalaman niya kung niloloko tayo eh. So, doon, malalagay mo. And then, what was the second question?
Yung mga nasa tulungan po.
Okay. Alamin niyo muna kung sino yung boboto niya. Those are facts. I can prove it. That's why I can say no to the Catholic Church. Reproductive health? Diba? I have 4 children. Tigil na kami dyan. 2 girls and 2 boys. You have the right na the government should not impose upon you. But you have the right to know kung ano ang the best for your health. Huwag lang abortion.
Somebody online on Twitter called Ubison Pinas. Senator Gordon, what is your stand on Saba, Spratly's Kalayaan, and Scarborough Showing?
Oh, dami na na. The Philippine claim to Saba is sagging.
Yes?
Sagging.
Sagging.
Bananas. Okay, Ben. Medyo mahina ang tono dito ng iba. Anyway, our claim to Saba is there and we should bring it to the international court. Should they do it peacefully? First place, napabayaan natin yung claim na yan. Sultan of Sulu still claims some rental, a very paltry amount. That is something that we have a relationship with Malaysia, who's our friend. So that has to be settled friendly, in a friendly manner in court. The Spratlys, there is a communique right now, a concordat between the nations there. That is being questioned by may claim on Malaysia, may claim on Taiwan, may claim on China. Vietnam has a claim there. Dapat, ang pinag-usapan ngayon is a consensus on how you can develop it on a mutual basis. Dapat sama-sama tayo dyan. That's good. Don't touch it. You don't have to fight with your neighbors about it. What's the other one? Spratly, Saba? Same. Although Scarborough rightfully belongs. That's in my province. And in fact, to show you, nung araw, that was where the U.S. had practiced bombings in the Scarborough Shoals. You know, we keep talking about that, but you know, planes fly over our airspace. Dapat pag may lumipad dyan, may bayad sa atin yan. Pero we don't know who's flying because we have no radar. We have no boats. No speedboats na makakahabol. Nangingisda dito, mga Chinese, mga Vietnamese, mga Taiwanese, hindi mo alam. Nakukunan tayo yung coral natin nakukuha, yung mga turtle natin nakukuha. Wala tayong defense capability. Wala tayong coast guard. Hirap na hirap tayo. So, kailangan magpalakas ang bansa. Sagot ko dyan sa lahat ng question na yan, kailangan magpalakas ang bansa para may kakayahan tayo, may pitcha tayo pang negotiate. Okay?
Can you just please repeat again the Kindle because some did not catch your explanation on how to provide Kindle to the public school children?
Ang Kindle proposal yan, parang hamon, challenge. There are solutions to everything. Yung Kindle can put 9,000 books inside Kindle. You can put the whole curriculum from grade school to college, even masters, even PhD in Kindle. Pwede mo ilagay yung curriculum dyan. Ang gusto ko, bayari natin yung teacher ng 40,000. Gusto ko, bigyan ng Kindle bawat bata. 17 million students may Kindle. Anyway, naloloko tayo sa libro piniprint eh. Mali-mali, mali English, mali history. Eh di mabuti pa, ilagay mo na lahat doon para open to all. Ang Kindle, $250 retail, $100 kung wholesale, sakali. So, para kung gusto ninyo yan, dumunong ang bata, tanong ko sa inyo, payag ba kayo? Para makapag-invest ka sa edukasyon ng ating bansa, kung wala kang anak, o wala kang kapatid na nag-aaral, o kung ikaw may anak, gusto mo ba magaling yung teacher mo at gusto mo meron libro na napakanipis, dala niya kahit na saan, makakapag-aaral siya kahit na saan, mababasa niya ang Biblia, mababasa niya ang encyclopedia, mababasa niya kahit ano, the classics and all that. Pero kailangan magbigay ka ng 50 centavos bawat text, kung gusto mo yan, para ma-afford natin yan, para makuha natin yung 400 billion plus na sinasabi na dapat budget natin sa edukasyon. At madagdagan pa ng doktor, madagdagan pa ng dentista, lalagyan pa natin ng nutrition yung mga batang hindi makakain. Hindi ko ba sinasabi sa inyo? So, makukuha mo yan kung lang tayo papayag. Oh. At di kakolekta ang mga telcos. Tabi niyo yung 50 centavos bawat text, lagay niyo sa Health Education Acceleration Program. Pwede mo ilagay si Father Nieves ang Ateneo dyan, si President Roman ng UP, si Brother ang palito ng kaibigan ko yun eh, sa Lasal, o yung Presidente ng FEU, o Presidente ng UST, sila mga ngasiwa, duloy-tuloy ang pera dyan. Pagawa nyo kagad yung Kindle, bilhin nyo kagad, layanin nyo yung teachers kagad, yung sobra, pagawa nyo yung mga eskwela, yung sobra, bigyan nyo ng pagkain yung mga bata, lagyan nyo ng doktor, lagyan nyo ng dentista, swak. That way, totoo yung sinasabi natin na number one ang edukasyon sa atin. Payag ba kayo? Ang tanong ko. Kung payag kayo, gawin natin. Kung ayaw, huwag kayong maghanap kung walang iba, wala tayong paghahanapan ng pera. Sa pagdating paghahanapan ko ng pera, babawasan ko yung fraud, waste, and abuse sa corruption. Pipilitin ko masingil ang tax. Pipilitin ko masingil yung mga mawawala yung smuggling. Pero kahit ng 40,000 ang sweldo ng teacher bawat eskwela. Ang tanong, gusto mo ba yun? Tinaas yung kamay nyo kayo na sa inyo, sino may ayaw? Walang nagtaas ng kamay. Sino may gusto? Lahat nagtaas ng kamay. Tinanong ko yung kagabi sa Holy Spirit. Pero mga 500 tao doon, mga simple mamayan. Sino may ayaw? Walang nagtaas. Sino may gusto? Lahat gusto. Ibig sabihin, kung alam ng tao kung saan dadalhin yung pera nila na makakabuti sa anak nila, na yung nalalaman ni Dick Gordon, nalalaman ni Bayani Fernando, nalalaman ng summa cum laude sa UP, ay matututuhan nila sa pamagitan ng mahusay na pag-aaral, may pag-asa ang mahihirap sapagkat kung matalino ang bata, walang tatalo sa kanya. Pwede siyang makibaka kahit kanino pagka siya ay may taglay na talino at tinuruan ng magaling. Public schools nga yan eh.
Public schools
yan, hindi private school. Gusto ng private school, sama uli sila. Pwede rin yan. Magiging 20 million yan.
Sunny.
Mao? Pao?
Mao.
Ladies first. Mao.
The politics editor for Philippine Online Chronicles.
Mao, come here. Ladies,
come here.
Can you go closer,
Mao? Mao, can you come closer? Yung mandate, President, Vice President, ano kami lang ang una?
We had for the ang kapatiran.
Oo. Pero kami dalawa na bayani, magkasabi kayo palagi.
So we can
Mawi. Yes, sir. Come on, I'm having a mic.
For Mr. Fernando.
We don't buy.
You won't be seen anyway.
Regarding the Metro Manila Urban Program, what are your plans for further development of the Metro Manila, the cities, especially after the Ondoy and the disasters that devastated the Metro Manila last year?
Well, the first thing is the first issue is about flood control. No, I think we need engineering solutions to this, and that we had experienced that Ondoy, same as Ondoy in 1937, about 70 years ago, it happened. And so by 1950s, the public works had a great plan to solve these things. But and it was executed in 1980, and so we were not expecting this to happen again. Unfortunately, it did happen, and now we found out that there's something wrong with that solutions they've made. You know? So that one, we need to to this engineering solutions to. And also we need really to have more discipline. People are encroaching on our waterways so much that river, the Marikina River, and the part of city of Pasig, actually encroached. We've lost about 50% of the river in some portions. And it's also true in all our waterways all over. Not only in Metro Manila, but in the whole country. Our people have no respect for public property. And that is actually the great program. No? I would say it's a great program because we have initiated this on the sidewalks of Metro Manila. We are actually disciplining our people, telling them that public property has got to be respected. And showing them why we need to respect public property, because that will set a good example for the whole country. The other thing is, ano isang question mo?
Regarding po din sa pag-urbanization ng Metro Manila.
Urbanization, yeah. We have 544,000 squatter families in Metro Manila. And we need to address this problem. We have to give them, as provided for in the Constitution, you know, shelter. We need to provide them adequate shelter. And also, this is the number one problem we've got to resolve in this metropolis. I did it in Marikina. That was the first priority I had in my time as its mayor. And there I addressed the problem of 30,000 squatter families, about a third of the population of Marikina, where squatter. So we removed them. There are pockets of squatter colonies around the old settlements. And we removed them all, resettled them inside Marikina. And so by now, Marikina is almost squatter. And there's not one house standing on the waterways in Marikina, in the rivers and in the creeks. They're all free of squatters. No? And this can be done also in Metro Manila. And it's good that the president appointed me chairman of the Metro Manila Interagency Committee on Informal Settlers. And we were able to, we had reviewed all the policies of government with regards to housing and on informal settlers. And so we have presented that solution to that result of this to the president. And it only needs to be implemented. No? This is to address this problem, to finish this problem in 10 years. And that, in that policy, we have taken cognizance of the inability of government to discipline, no? Or how to channel these benefits to the real needy, to the right beneficiaries, and we have this solution to this problem. Because in this big undertakings, always the unscrupulous, those who are brave enough, who actually are benefiting, taking advantage of patapangan ang nangyayari. But we have addressed the problem based on our experience. And that will be the number one, should take first priority. On other things like traffic, I have made that proposal, which was approved by the president and of the cabinet, the 7 major roads program for Metro Manila. And I presented this about maybe 5 years ago, and by now, we should now be tackling the next 7. Dapat sana yung major roads, like in the first 7, we have Commonwealth Avenue, yung EDSA, Marcos Highway, MacArthur Highway, R10, and C5, and Quezon Avenue. Yung mga roads yan, dapat completed na yan eh. In talagang to standard, to a high standard. No? Unfortunately, si the former Secretary of Public Works did not complete this first 7 before we go to the next most important roads, you know, paganon, so that people could, can appreciate the development, so people can see things completed. And also, that should make our roadways our traffic go, that should get our traffic moving. But actually, I would like to, and I'll be proud to tell you that the concepts that I have introduced in the traffic of Metro Manila have saved us for so many years of hardship, you know, of because all these the U-turns actually had saving us 1 billion a year per U-turn, huh? 1 billion a year per U-turn. The elevated U-turn, first in the world, this one on Kalayaan, which have met strong resistance before, actually we're saving 2.5 billion a year in this U-turn. And considering that we spent only 300 million for this interchange, we can recover. There are schemes that we have started in Metro Manila. So, in all, I think Metro Manila has a program since 70 years ago. And this would be good for us to know. It's a relief to know for all of us that we were ahead 70 years ahead of the Putrajaya of Malaysia. We were ahead by about 60 years. 60 years ago, we had the Project 8. These were all built, huh, to a higher standard, even about 60 years ago when it was conceived. So we are not lacking in plans, in dreams, no? We are lacking in, we are short of implementation, that determination. And all this because of our bad politics. The bad politics that we're all victims of circumstance. We're all victims of this. Kaya nga sa ko, solution to this is more of political will. Anyway, that's a long story. Salamat.
Have a question, Sunny?
Yeah. Sunny is a blogger, one of us in
Blogwatch. Okay.
Introduce yourself, Sunny.
Sunny.
Yeah, yes, and Sunny. You're a blogger. Here, here.
I'm blogging at sandals.ph and sandals.com.ph and blog about human resource and other leadership and management stuff.
Wow.
Presently connected with an automotive company as ABP for human resources. Anyway, my question basically is, I have seen what you and also Senator Gordon has done, the respective towns and municipalities, and I like what I see. Now, how can you replicate that dito sa Metro Manila, knowing that people are resistant to change? There would be people who would cry out human rights violation, and there will be mayors that would say that it is a violation of the labor something, local government code. So how would you further that and replicate the discipline and the orderliness
doing, are not implementing the laws, no? To the letter, or they conducted the laws, they were branded as Hitlers. Kinakailangan ni, maano natin. Lalo pag nanalo pa si ang aking Pangulo, si Senator Gordon. Sabi, tingnan mo ngayon dalawang matigas na yun. Ngayon, dalawang Hitler na yun.
Yeah, matigas na. Dick. Dick.
Totoo ba yan?
Ano si sensor dyan eh, when I type there. Diba? Inappropriate daw.
Yun ang kailangan natin eh. Now, that's one thing. Now, how to do things? Eh, we have set the example ni Senator Gordon. With political will to implement the laws. If you implement the laws, you implement Number one, the laws on work. That work ethic that we need to get our institutions moving. Government is one institution. Local government is one institution. If we, you can simply get our bureaucrats, our workers to do as they are tasked, to do things. NHA has it. But nakita mo, kasi anybody can say he's Juan de la Cruz. No? And he can say it 10 times. But with this, using modern technologies like itong biometrics, we can actually prevent those things from the system from being abused. Yan ang anak.
There are two questions again online. Speaking for Senator Gordon. One of them is on how, under your administration, how do you propose to shrink or close the budget deficit that you will be inheriting? And number two, how do you propose to address the matter of defense in an archipelagic place like ours? What would be your strategy towards the long-term structure of the AFP?
Very good question. Number one, how do you address the deficit? You address it by making sure that you collect the taxes, that you stop smuggling, and you have to be maraming budget ginagamit. Puro kalokohan lang. At hindi pinaplano maigi ang ginagawa. So makakatipid ka doon. Pangatlo, dapat yung katulad na sinabi ko kayo na, I will ask the people kung gusto yung gumanda education. Dahil ang hirap-hirap kung meron kang binabayaran na $350 billion na bayad sa utang, eh talagang hindi, wala ka ng margin of dyan. You may be looking at yung ika nga eh, making the bureaucracy smaller. For example, dami natin preso, hindi ba? At di gamitin mo yung preso, magtanim. Yung mga minimum security, dali mo din sa NYC, magtanim ng punong kayo doon. May kampo doon. Mag-enjoy pa yan. Di ba? Magtanim sila ng pagkain, gumawa ng mga irrigation. Bayaran mo silang minimum na dapat bayaran. You can do a lot of things with that. Yung deficit sa kulang sa edukasyon, you can ask the IIRA sa mga local governments. Ito ang direksyon natin sa IIRA. Iayos nyo yung sa education. Magdugdag kayo sa eskwela. Yung development fund nyo, dagdagan nyo para makatulong kayo. Everybody has to share the burden. Di ba? So, para magawa yan, talagang dapat yung mga hindi mo ako maasa magbiyahe na isang damakbak lang kasama kong congressman at saka mga bureaucrats para pumunta sa ibang bansa. Ginagawa ni material, nakasakay siya sa small jet, pumunta siya sa Japan, kasama niya siguro mga lima lang, pumunta siya sa Panasonic o sa Matsushita, at sabihin niya, puproteksyon ako kayong pumasok dito. Bakit? Gusto kong mag-invest kayo dito, expand the tax base. So ano sinasabi ko? Dapat dumaming investment sa bayan. Pag dumaming investment sa bayan, dadami ang tax base. Dumami ang tax base, lalakas ang kita mo sa income. Tama? So kung magawa mo yun, lalaki ang foreign direct investment mo, lalaki rin ang pambayad mo sa utang, mababawasan mo yung tataw na budget deficit. Kung meron kang yung tataw nating provident fund, that is money that you're able to corral from OFW, from GSIS, and SSS, pinag-isa mo, may pera ka ngayon that is possible for savings na magagawa mo for investments. Kailangan you have to produce, you have to maximize your revenues. Hindi lang collection.
Enlarge the pie.
And maximize revenue, ito na sabi nga namin ni Bayering, is to enlarge the pie. Kasi tayo, meron tayo ditong ugali, yung tinatawag kong civil minimums. Bakit sa may airport? Ako wala. Kasi bibigyan ko pa ng airport. Dahil dati yung prime mo, ganito kalaki, hinati mo, dalawa lang, naghati. Meron siya, meron ka. Ating kapatid. Tumingin na naman yung isa, quadrant. Apat kayo, meron na. Tumingin na naman yung iba. Paliit na ng paliit, hindi na nasasashate. Kailangan lakay mo yung pie. And to do that, you have to really generate investments. Tamo ang Vietnam, tuloy-tuloy ang foreign direct investments. Ang lalaki na pumapasok. Tamo ang China. Ang dami nilang populasyon, Pero pasok ang foreign and direct investments. Ngayon, ang may utang ang Amerikano sa China. So, importante yung mga sinasabi ko. Tourism. Kaya ginawa ko yung tourism law para magkaroon ng tourism promotion at saka tourism infrastructure enterprise zone, no? Authority. Para sa ganun, magkaroon ng bagong investments. Pag pumasok ang investments, marami may trabaho, may tax base ka.
What about just
sa defense.
On the budget expenses, you were saying attract foreign investments. But normally what curtails people from coming in, the foreign investors from coming in, is the view that a lot of this will be spent on corruption.
Well, it should not be. Focus tayo sa good governance. Two, it must be fast. Dapat mabilis, walang kurakot, di ka nang ihingi. Must be friendly, madaling intindihin. It must be flexible, madali kang mag-adjust. Forward-looking. Halimbawa, tingnan mo, parang hindi lalaki yung deficit. Pumutok yung mayon. Ilang beses na pumutok yan? Magmula nung bata ko. Yung pumutok yan, dadali mo lahat yung mga tao for about a month doon sa mga eskwela. Papakanin mo yan. Hindi pa makakapasok yung mga bata kung magkamisan. Ikaw kumuha ka na ng lupa, ilagay mo silang lahat doon, doon na sila nakatira, isa na lang buhat, tapos pabalik mo dalang yung tatay, magpagtanim doon sa Mount Mayon, at pabalik, pababayin mo siya, babalik siya sa bahay nila sa eskwela. Nakatipid ka, di ba? Ang dami nating fraud, waste, and abuse. Sa defense, as you...
Alam niyo, this one Korean company, Hyundai, they make, I think, computers, they make ships, they make... cars, trucks, di ba? They have but 1 million employees worldwide. Mga 1 million lang empleyado niya worldwide. Alam mo nyo, nagagawa ng Korean company na yon, mahigit sa nagagawa ng lahat ng Pilipinas. 40 million strong labor force of the Philippines. Ang nagagawa ng 1 million na yon, malaki pa. That's how unproductive we had become. Kaya yan ang ating malaking problema. Huh? And we have 40 million more this morning. That in 1957 we were more productive than any of these nations. Now we are, I think, at the bottom, almost at the bottom now. Kaya you see, 31 in 40 Filipinos. No? Kaya ang sweldo ng mga Koreano, 30 times more than the Filipino.
Yeah.
Ang sweldo ng Koreano, 100,000. Ang sweldo ng Filipino, 3,000. 30 beses. Because they are 30 to 40 times more productive than the Filipino. So, yan ang ano na eh. With all these statistics, kalimutan natin yan. Ang kailangan natin talaga, magtrabaho tayo ng magaling. And we are, the structure is good. The structure is good. Because we've been there ever since. And we were ahead the time. No? Ang problema, the institutions aren't simply working. Mapagana natin yan, aayos tayo. At,
Let's put it this way.
Anyway, hindi natin pwedeng lokohin ang mundo. Statistics tayo, compare tayo ng compare sa kanila. Hindi natin pwedeng lokohin yan. Hindi papayag yung Hapon o yung mga Amerikano na masasagana ang buhay natin sa kanila nang hindi tayo mas magaling sa kanila sa paggawa. That's one thing. Pag tayo naging masagana ang buhay natin nang hindi tayo nagtatrabaho ng magaling, gigirahin tayo ng mga yan. Bomba, abutin natin dito. We cannot bluff the world. We simply have to do this. Get everyone to do his work well. Walang ibang alternative. We have tried so many things. We have heard so many solutions for our country, for this economy, but we have not tried putting passion in improving the productivity of our people. Nasa tao na. Wala na sa sistema. Wala na sa hindi tayo kinulang sa sa pag-iisip ng mga Filipino. And yan ang ating hinahinat na natin. Muna wala sa atin because of our politics. Ang leadership natin failed to push, put pressure on our people to do their work well. Nasira ang work ethics ng lahat ng tao.
At gano'n niya, ang subik, tinumaan ng pinatubo. Durog kami dyan. Sira ang eskwela, sira ang ospital. Sumigil ang buhay namin. Nakot namin yung abo, nilagay namin sa beach. Pumuti yung beach. Okay? Ang subik, sinara yung base. Walang trabaho, walang productivity. Ni Cinco, wala. Wala sumasweldo. Inlaban ko yung Freeport. Ako nga hawak, ikaw kang ganun. Naglabi ko sa Kongreso. Sinama ko ang Clark. Nakuha ko yung Clark, nakuha ko yung Subic. Karoon ng Special Economic Zone doon. Parehong nawalan ng trabaho yan. Ngayon, 3 years kami binigyan ng pera. Ngayon, after, first year parang nagkocontribute na Subic sa gobyerno. But the third year, wala nang utang. Wala nang binibigay ang Subic sa gobyerno. Wala nang binibigay ang gobyerno sa Subic. In other words, productive kami, dumaming investments, dumaming trabaho, lumaki ang tax base, lumaki ang exports, lumaki ang tourism, imaman ang Subic. Ngayon, di ba dapat ilabas na natin yung Subic ngayon? Lumabas sa Olongo po, 100,000 jobs sa Subic, 100,000 sa Olongo po. Mabot na ngayon, palabas sa Bataan ngayon. Kaya ako ginawa yung highway. Kaya yung sinabi ko sa inyo, ayaw ko nasabi ko rito kayo na, decongest Manila, dispersed industries, 3 airports, 3 seaports, Subic, Clark, Manila. Subic, Clark, Manila, 3 airports. 3 seaports, Subic, Manila, and Batangas. Gumawa ka ng infrastructure, lagyan mo ng investment siyan, palabasin mo, magkakaroon ka ng productivity, magkakaroon ka ng private initiative ang gagawa niyan. Bigay mo sa private yung paggagawa ng mga zone. At sigurado, lalakas ang bayan natin. Ganyan ang ginawa ng lahat ng ibang bansa. Pero tumitigil tayo eh. Ang problema eh. Pag tumigil na doon, apalabigasan na ngayon yung Subic. Magbenta tayo ng second-hand cars yan. Magpa-smuggling tayo. Wala nang bago. Tanungin ko kayo, ano ba ang nabago sa Pilipinas sa bagong investment zone? Tinga. Mag-isip ko yun. How about tourism? How about tourism? Umupo tayo. Kaya ginawa yung nautical highway, yung mga ferry boats. Lumakas ang Puerto Galera. Lumakas ang Boracay. Tama? Gumagawa tayo ng airport para lumakas ang tourism sa mga bagay na. Kung mapapalakas natin ang turismo, sipin ninyo, ang private ito, ginawa itong port body na ito. Tama? Private to. O kung lalabas mo yan doon sa labas, katulad ng mga malls, ang Ayala, malls na itong mga Herlisi, malls na itong sila, Pure Gold, lumalabas sila, dumadami. Ba't ang gobyerno hindi kumain yan? Tumigil tayo sa Project 1, Project 2, Project 3, Project 4, Project 5, hanggang Project 12 ba tayo, di ba? Tapos wala na. Kaya squatter na pumalit. Pero dapat hindi tumitigil ang gobyerno, nagbubukas ng bagong investment possibilities. Naglabas ako ng batas bukod sa Subic at Clark. Ano yan? Tourism bill. Malakas ang turismo. Magagawa ng mga tourism enterprise zone. Hindi na dami ngayon ang hotel. Na dami ngayon ang hanap buhay. Dumating ang airport. Nagkaroon lahat ng construction sa airport. Sinalo yung mapasero. May sasambut ng bag. May taxi. Hindi sa hotel. Kakain. May kusinero. Yung prutas yan. May experience ako na palakas ko ang tourism. Palagay niyo, pag presidente ako, kumusta kaya ang tourism dito? Palagay ko, Baguio talaga. Dahil talagang lalagyan ko ng pera yan para lumakas. Katulad ng Malaysia, truly Asia, 23 million tourists. Ang Pilipinas hanggang ngayon, 3 million tourists. Bola yung sinasabing 5.2 million tourists na bago. Hindi ako naniniwala doon. You have to have a good defense. Kailangan mag-outlay tayo ng defense. Kaya kailangan yung hindi kailangan non-performing assets ng gobyerno, non-performing entities ng gobyerno, they're entitled to being extinct. You cannot help yourself. Well, excuse me. Kailangan talaga, dagdagan mo, unang-una, ang ating maritime fleet. We are an archipelagic country. Kailangan matahin natin yan. Kailangan meron tayong Air Force. na maayos. Para sa ganoon, pag kami pumasok na estranghero dyan, dadala ng drugs, padaanan mo ng jet dyan na F5 lang, eh, tatakbo na yan. Pero kailangan, we should be able to rescue our people. Anong nangyayari sa ating Air Force? Ang C5 natin, yan ang workhorse natin, magdadala ng sundalo kung may gulo. Isa't kalahati na lamang. Mat kalahati. Palagi ginagawa niya siya. Dalawa lang sila. Dapat lima. At least lima. Para kung may sakuna, pwede mong dalhin yung mga ambulansya, pwede mong dalhin yung rescue truck. Para pag may gulo, pwede mong dalhin yung mga support, yung mga relief. Nakikita niyo, dumarating sa Haiti, panay C-130 yun, o C-5s. Kaya relief. Wala tayo sa Air Force yan. Dinagdagan natin ng helicopter. Pero kailangan natin kahit na paano ng defense capability para may ayos natin ang ating bayan para hindi tayo basta asam-balasam pa rin. Diba, dumating ang pagkakataon, may isang basa inoccupy yung Spratly. Tapos sabi natin, alis ka dyan, amin niya. Sabi niya, make me. Paano yan? Di wala. So we have to slowly bring in discipline, retrain our military. Prioritize ko na talaga ang kailangan ng military. Tigilin natin ang giyera dahil gaso sa giyera yan. Makakatulong sa deficit yan. Tigilin natin yung corruption. Tigilin natin yung damage. Let's be smarter with disasters.
How much of the budget that you will make under your administration will be allocated to defense?
I cannot tell you that right now. Because education will be my number one. Sisa muna, ang focus ko education. Kaya kailangan natin yung sinasabi ko eh. Pagalingin muna natin ang tao natin. Alright? Dagdagan mo ang kita sa tourism. Dagdagan mo ang kita sa investments. Para may trabaho ang tao natin. E paano kung walang trabaho? Kawawa ka. E tourism, pinakamadali yan. Lumakas ang domestic tourism natin. Yan ang totoo. Tingnan mo. Ang dami nagtayo. Bakit nagtatayo? Sapagkat sa OFW, namimili sila ngayon ng maraming bahay. Nagpapagawa ng maraming condominium. Namimili yung mga OFW ng bahay nila. That is pump priming the economy. So kung i-decongest mo ang Manila, maglayo ka ng mga bagong 100 hectares sa Bulacan, 200 hectares sa Malolos, 100 hectares sa Kalumpit, 100 hectares sa Palit, 100 hectares sa San Fernando, 100 hectares sa Capas, 100 hectares sa San Fernando, Kabataan, hanggang sa Magnasinan, malapit sa airport, malapit sa seaport, 100 hectares sa Batangas, sa Laguna, yung mga bawat bayan, makakapagtayo ka. Tapos meron kang Dick Gordon na nagbenta, nakuha niya ang FedEx, nakuha niya ang Coastal, merong reputation na pag sinabi niya gagawin niya sa buong mundo, palagi ko dadaming hanap buhay, dadaming negosyo dito. Bakit hindi magawa ng presidente natin yan? Sabihin ko sa iyo, ang sinasabi mo sa kultura, Muslim, yung mga ganyan. Ngayon pa lang, ginagawa ko na yan eh. 9-3. Alam mo yung 9-3? 9-3 recognizes the contribution of the Muslims like Lapu-Lapu, Sorongan, doon sa flag. Bakit yung 8-3 lang ng revolusyon? 1896 na yun eh. Ang Muslim from the very beginning, Lapu-Lapu na nanalo labang kay Magellan. So, tanggap po siya. Tama? Pero tapos, pati tayo gumawa ng Islamic Cultural History of the Philippines, St. Jamores. Ito. First day pa lang, pag-utos ko, lahat ng mga museums ilagay sa loob ng Intramuros. Right now, ginagawa ko sa Intramuros, $5 million. Bigay ng hapon yung maestranza. Nag-iba yan, bago pa mag-gera. Ginagawa yan, nire-restore yan. Maganda yan, pag nadabos. Grant yan, naman ako yung nasa tourism pa. Binigay ng hapon, $5 million. Why don't you make it? Nakapunta ka na ba sa Plaza Mayor sa Espanya? Ha? Plaza Mayor, may tapas tour, di ba? Nakapunta ka na sa Smithsonian sa Amerika? Sa Washington? Lahat ng museum nandun sa Smithsonian, tama? Lagay mo lahat dyan. Maritime Museum, dami cultural history of the Philippines, the Cordilleras, lagay mo dyan. Exhibit, tomorrow is Islamic Museum for the next 6 months. Next 6 months, it should be the Cordilleras. Next 6 months, it will be the Lumans and the Bajaus. Nobody is excluded. Right? Papasok pa ang turista, pagkain ng ginawa ko yung Wow Philippines, di ba? Di ba tinawid ko lahat ng kultura doon? Yung Abel ng Ilocos, yung Tinalak, ha? Di ba? Ng Mindanao? Di ba nandiyan lahat? Yung tuna ng General Santos? Yung mga longganisa ng bawat bayan? Di ba yung mga sayaw, mga lahat, nagawa? Nagkaroon ng contest, gusto ko, planin namin ni Bayani ngayon, magpa-contest kami lahat eh. Tuloy-tuloy. Pero, hindi pinagpatuloy eh. Gagawin natin yan. So, gawin mo yung Intramuros, tumawid ka ngayon doon sa Pasig, magkabila ng Pasig, ayusin mo. Lagyan mo na mga two stories sa kunyari, turn on the side of the theme park, patungo doon sa post office. Yung post office, gawin mong five-star hotel, katulad ng Fullerton Hotel, dating post office sa Singapore. Ayusin mo eskolta, pedestrian walk. Walang vendor, pero pedestrian walk. Yung mga, hey, one day, yun lang ang order mo. Gawin mo yan. I bet you, magagawa yan. Yung hotel, magtatagal lang konti, pero matatapos kagad yan kung gusto yan. Then, unify the country. Nasabi ko sa'yo, I want peace in Mindanao. I want not just peace, I want progress. I will go to Mindanao and say, lahat ng arm, kayo ang pinaka nahihirapan dito, dagdagan natin ang eskwela niya. Dagdagan natin ang butas niya. Anong kailangan niyo? Lagyan natin. Wala nang rito. Courts will have military to support them, to secure them, para may courts, para hindi mo papakayan ang ginawa niya. Ngayon, binalik ng MMDA hotel. Lakit ako, dinaan ako eh. Dinaan lang yung guwap hotel eh. Pero parang pa rin. Gusto lang, iba lang ang mamasiwa ngayon, binalikan nila. Okay lang yan. Pero ibig sabihin, yung continuity, ba ayos mo? Talk to the Muslims about progress, not just about peace. Tell them what will happen if they have tourism in Malamawi, in Basilan. Talk to them about how they can harvest their lazones. Kung may pakakapayapaan dyan, maglalagay ka ng LSC dyan para kunin yung lazones para madala ka agad sa merkado. Then only, it will be legit. So shortcut dyan, bibilis ang produkto. Infrastructure, pump priming. We can do all. This is the bagong bayan, the new country, the country where our leaders were killed. Now, we are going to make their dreams come true, and if it is to be, it must be up to us.
Yung pawilihin natin, yung isip ng ibang tao na for sa ano, pero iba na eh. Yung urban yung ano ng kultura. Sige pa ba nagnganga ngayon? Nung araw, about 40 years ago, and doon ako sa Sulu, by mo sa Malaysia, ano yun? Unity in diversity?
Sa atin ang galing.
Or progress?
Sa atin ang galing.
Online viewer, maybe quick question, an online viewer wants to know your views on the pork barrel. Are you for or against?
Yes, I'm for the pork barrel. Ang pork barrel, ang pag-asa ng pork barrel, is unang-una dapat implementation that transparent. Dapat may report. Saan mo ginawa yung pork barrel mo? Tulad ko, ng eskwela, mahal yung paggawa sa Department of Public Works, pinagawa ko sa Chamber of Commerce. Mas maliit yung eskwela ko, pero dalawa ang gagawin. Pag binigyan ko na isang eskwela, gagawa nila ng isa. So, dumoble ako. Ang eskwela ko, 450,000. Ang DPWH, 800,000. Nagawa 1 million pa. Eskwela yun eh. Alright? Pork barrel is, hindi kami nasama sa budget. At hihingi ka. Ang pork barrel ko, may sakit din sa PGH, bilhin mo sa PGH, kunin mo sa pork barrel. Masaya lang yung operasyon niya. Sa heart center, masaya lang yung operasyon niya. meron kang panlaban. Ang masama,
pork barrel is a way to equitably distribute development. Yan ang but our local government code has a something to protect or to prevent abuse and the wastage of pork barrel. Ito yung tinatawag na Regional Development Authority or Regional Development Councils. Kailangan i-activate yun lang yun. And if there, I think there would be need to change some, to amend that part of that law. Na yun lang appointment of membership to that council, work exclusively dun sa governor. Yung Regional Development Council, ang composition niya, the governor plus this congressman, no? And other mga ex-officio officials. Yun lang, kaya ang nangyayari lang doon, nakokontrol ng governor. So, ang kailangan i-amend yung law so that nobody can have control of that. Mag-function talaga yung council na yun to really put the money in the right programs, no? At hindi maano ng politika, gaano. Yun lang, because if we don't have that, you can institutionalize the use of this. Nga, it's subject to corruption, and one thing is yung wastage of money on projects that may not be necessary. Yeah.
Let me just ask you also your question. I authored and co-sponsored the Mindanao Development Authority. Di na yung maraming kung ano-ano. May prioritization. Mas mabilis ka yan. The other one is Laguna Development Authority. Papasa na rin yan. Para maayos yan, Laguna Development Authority, they can impose fines, they can remove all these fish ponds, ilay-tulay, pwede mong ilagay doon yan. Depende kung sa sinisalidad. Dapat, ultimately, the people, dalawa kung sinibisigan ko na yung lumulubog na barko, is now the threat to, on April 30, I raised about 18 million pesos from my friends sa Manila Hotel, yung nasa amin yung bagong bayan. My sisters, my brothers, all my sisters and my friends are raising money. Kanina lang nag-usap kami. We're raising money every day para makakuha ng pera para tumutulong. May mga PayPal kami ngayon. Nagbukas na kami ng PayPal. Meron kaming bagong bayan website. Bayani Gordon. Pwede kayo mag-donate doon. May pipindi din kayo mag-donate.
We have photo ops out.
The campaign is already begun a long time ago. In terms of service, which should really be the basis for your electing people, one of the principal bases should be a track record. It's not what they say on television today. If you compare the Gordon Bayani commercials, and there are always one, Gordon Bayani commercials, doon lang makikita nyo, walang doon sa Metro Manila Development, ginagawa, claim that they are the Messiah. You voted for somebody who said, ako para sa mayos. One engineer, one and a lawyer, but both local executives nonetheless. Successful ones at that. Can you imagine? Marikina became a model town. Even after Rondoy, nakabangon na Marikina. Can you imagine Olongapo being hit by Pinatubo? And Olongapo stretching out, tumutulong sa Kabanatuan during the earthquake in 1990. Utulong sa Ormoc, sa Cebu, ang Olongapo. Ang Isabela, nakikita niya yung mayor niya, nakikita niya sa Red Cross. Pag may nawawalang tripulante, kinukuha niya doon sa barko, doon sa malalayong lugar, after 23 days at sea. Kukuha, we can deal with everybody. Kami ay nag-usap na maayos yung record namin sa bilang mayor, bilang chairman ng Subic, nakakuha kami ng mga investments. What do you need today? You need jobs. And we've done that. We created jobs in Subic. We created jobs in tourism. Oh, Philippines. Nakita si Senator Gordon at ang Red Cross. Asa Jario, Philippine Red Cross, anda. 43 years. You want clean elections? I sponsor that. You have tao na may titulo ng lupa, hirap na hirap. 1,000 square meter ka ng lupa, 300 square meter lupa, gumawa ko ng batas, free patent. Hindi na magbawa ka sa Red Cross, dawa ka sa Catholic Women's League. Kunin nyo ito, pwede nyo pamigay din sa mahihirap. At turuan nyo na magkaroon ng skill yung mahirap na yan. I can tell you many, many things. You ask me anything we've had experience. Whether going to MILF, telling them, "Dapat yung guluhin yung arm election or going to Cebu," o sa nakatingin sa'yo, gagawin mo ang tama sapagkat alam mo, we have created an atmosphere of law, order, and civility. But the long and the short of this is, we thank you all for giving us the possibility of being able to flesh out these ideas. You have asked us, we've asked you. No hesitation. Why is there no hesitation? Because we have the experience. I have no hesitation in my vice presidential candidate. We talked about it. We agreed. We are both strong men, strong-willed. But my vice president was humble enough to say he has more experience than I have. Today we're together. I'm happy to have him because he's an engineer. He has a good track record in Metro Manila development. He's a good track record in Marikina. Both our wives are males. Madali kami lapitan, sanay kami sa tao. We make 100, 1,000 decisions sometimes every day. And you need that when you're president. There's no one to ask. The line stops with you. The buck stops with you. Ikaw ang gagawa ng decision. Hindi yung tatanayin ko sa nanay ko, o tatanayin ko sa tatay ko, o bibilihin ko, o ano man yan. It's important that you elect the right people. It's important to be sigurado, nalo. It is 5 months ago, and we're going to be working hard to win the future for you. We're going to be campaigning, we're going to be telling our record. The campaign season has not even started, February 9 pa. And we're going to do it because we've been there before. Tamahan kami ng pinatubo, paalisin ang base, tamahan kami ng undoy, tamahan kami ng bagyo, kayo tamahan ng bagyo, tamahan kayo ng earthquake, tamahan kayo ng vulkan, mawalan kayo ng trabaho. Gordon and Bayani have done it all. We have the track record for that. We have the vision and the drive and the energy and the political will to do it. Kaya hindi kami naiiyang umarap sa inyo. Kaya sabi nila, matuli kayo. Hindi kami huli. Tinanggang namin kung sino ang tatakbo at nakita namin they've been weighed and measured, kulang pa sa experience, kulang pa sa luto. Kaya baka mahilaw, nangangako na naman na magaganda, pero walang maipakita na nagawa, kaya wala kayong batayan. Kayo, nakita niyo na kami, may batayan na kayo, you should be able to vote on that basis. So today, we just want to say, bilis talaga lang internet, ano? Oh, yan. Thank you very much.
Yes, maybe...
So, ayun, I just want to say na dapat nabayaan nyo kami ni Bayani na makatulong, and we are going to do it. And I can tell you for sure that we have studied it very, very well, and we can do the job.
NHA has it. But nakita mo, kasi anybody can say he's Juan de la Cruz. No? And he can say it 10 times. But with this using modern technologies like itong biometric, we can actually prevent those things from the system from being abused. Yan ang alam.
There are 2 questions again online. Speaking for Senator Gordon. One of them is on how under your administration, how do you propose to shrink or close the budget deficit that you do inherit? And number two, how do you propose to address the matter of defense in an archipelagic place like ours? What would be your strategy towards the long-term structure of the AFP?
Very good question. Number one, how do you address the deficit? You address it by making sure that you collect the taxes, that you stop smuggling, and you have to be maraming budget ginagamit. Puro kalokohan lang. At hindi pinaplano maigi ang ginagawa. So makakatipid ka doon. Pangatlo, dapat yung katulad na sinabi ko kayo na, I will ask the people kung gusto yung gumanda education. Dahil ang hirap-hirap kung meron kang binabayaran na $350 billion na bayad sa utang, ay talagang hindi, wala ka ng margin of but yeah, you may be looking at yung ikang making the bureaucracy smaller. For example, dami natin preso, di ba? Hindi gamitin mo yung preso magtanim. Yung mga minimum security, dali mo din sa NBC, magtanim ng punong kayo doon. May kampo doon. Mag-enjoy pa yan. Di ba? nagtanim sila ng pagkain, gumawa ng mga irrigation. Bayaran mo silang minimum na dapat bayaran. You can do a lot of things with that. Yung deficit sa kulang sa edukasyon, you can ask the IIRA sa mga local governments. Ito ang direksyon natin sa IIRA. Iayos nyo yung sa education, magdudag kayo sa eskwela. Yung development fund nyo, dagdagan nyo para makatulong kayo. Everybody has to share the burden. Di ba? So, para magawa yan, talagang dapat yung mga hindi mo ako maasa magbiyahe na isang damakbak lang kasama kong congressman at saka mga bureaucrats para pumunta sa ibang bansa. Ginagawa ni Materia, nakasakay siya sa small jet, pumunta siya sa Japan, kasama niya siguro mga lima lang, pumunta siya doon sa Panasonic o sa Matsushita, at sabihin niya, puproteksyon ako kayong pumasok dito. Bakit? Gusto kong mag-invest kayo dito eh. Expand the tax base. So ano sinasabi ko? Dapat dumami yung investment sa bayan. Pag dumami yung investment sa bayan, dadami ang tax base. Dumami yung tax base, lalakas ang kita mo sa income. Tama? So kung magawa mo yun, lalaki ang foreign direct investment mo, lalaki rin ang pambayad mo sa utang, mababawasan mo yung tinatawag na budget deficit. Kung meron kang yung tinatawag nating provident fund, that is money that you're able to corral from OFWs, from GSIs, and SSS, pinag-isa mo, may pera ka ngayon that is possible for savings na magagawa mo for investments. Kailangan you have to produce, you have to maximize your revenues. Hindi lang collection.
Enlarge the pie.
And maximize revenue. Ang tinasabi nga namin ni Bayari is to enlarge the pie. Kasi tayo, meron tayo dito ang ugali. Yung tinatawag kong civil minimums. Bakit sa may airport? Ako wala. Kasi bibigyan ka pa ng airport. Dahil dati yung prime mo, ganito kalaki, hinati mo, dalawa lang, naghati. Meron siya, meron ka. Ating kapatid. Tumingin na naman yung isa, quadrant. Apat kayo, meron na. Tumingin na naman yung iba. Palitan ng palit, hindi na nasasashate. Kailan na kaya mo yung pie? And to do that, you have to really generate investments. Tama ang Vietnam, tuloy-tuloy ang foreign direct investments. Ang lalaki na pumapasok. Tama ang China. Ang dami nilang populasyon, pero pasok ng pasok ang foreign direct investments. Ngayon, ang may utang ang Amerikano sa China. So, importante yung mga sinasabi ko. Tourism. Kaya ginawa ko yung tourism law para magkaroon ng tourism promotion at saka tourism infrastructure enterprise zone, no? Authority. Para sa ganun, magkaroon ng bagong investments. Pag pumasok ang investments, marami may trabaho, may tax base ka.
What about just
sa defense.
On the budget, because you're saying attract foreign investments, but normally what curtails people from coming in, the foreign investors from coming in, is the view that a lot of this will be spent on corruption.
Well, it should not be. Focus tayo sa good governance. Two, it must be fast. Dapat mabilis, walang kurakot, di ka lang ihingi. Must be friendly, madaling intindihin. It must be flexible, madali kang mag-adjust. Forward-looking. Halimbawa, tingnan mo, paano hindi lalaki yung deficit? Pumutok yung mayon. Ilang beses na pumutok yan? Magmula nung bata ko. Yung pumutok yan, dadali mo lahat yung mga tao for about a month doon sa mga eskwela. Papakanin mo yan. Hindi pa makakapasok yung mga bata kung magkamisan. Ikaw kumuha ka na ng lupa, ilagay mo silang lahat doon, doon na sila nakatira, isa na lang buhat, tapos pabalik mo talaga yung tatay magpagtanim doon sa Mount Mayon, at pabalik mo, babay mo siya, babalik siya sa bahay nila sa eskwela. Nakatipid ka, di ba? Ang dami nating fraud, waste, and abuse. Sa defense, as you...
Alam niyo, this one Korean company, Hyundai, they make, I think, computers, they make ships, they make... cars, trucks, di ba? They have but a million employees worldwide. Mga 1 million lang empleyado niya worldwide. Alam niyo, nagagawa ng Korean company na yon, mahigit sa nagagawa ng lahat ng Pilipino. 40 million strong labor force of the Philippines. Ang nagagawa ng 1 million na yon, malaki pa. That's how unproductive we had become. Kaya yan ang ating malaking problema. Huh? And we have 40 million more this morning that
in 1957, we were more productive than any of these nations. Now we are, I think, at the bottom, almost at the bottom now. Kaya, you see, 31 in 40 Filipinos. No? Kaya ang sweldo ng mga Koreano, 30 times more than the Filipino.
Yeah.
Ang sweldo ng Koreano, 100,000. Ang sweldo ng Pilipino, 3,000. 30 beses. Because they are 30 to 40 times more productive than the Filipino. So, yun ang ano na eh. With all these statistics, kalimutan natin. Ang kailangan natin talaga, magtrabaho tayo ng magaling. And we are, the structure is good. The structure is good. Because you've been there ever since. And we were ahead the time. No? Ang problema, the institutions aren't simply working. Pag mapagana natin yan, aayos tayo. At, well, ano pa ba yan? Ano, wala ako. Pagod na ako.
Let's put it this way.
Anyway, hindi natin pwedeng lokohin ang mundo. Statistics tayo, compare tayo ng compare sa kanila. Hindi natin pwedeng lokohin yan. Hindi papayag yung Hapon o yung mga Amerikano na masasagana ang buhay natin sa kanila nang hindi tayo mas magaling sa kanila sa paggawa. That's one thing. Pag tayo naging masagana ang buhay natin nang hindi tayo nagtatrabaho ng magaling, gigirahin tayo ng mga yan. Bomba, abuti natin dito. We cannot bluff the world. We simply have to do this. Get everyone to do his work well. Walang ibang alternative. We have tried so many things. We have heard so many solutions for our country, for this economy, but we have not tried putting passion in improving the productivity of our people. Nasa tao na. Wala na sa sistema. Wala na sa ano, wala na rin sa, hindi tayo kinulang sa pag-iisip ng mga solution. And yan ang ating kinahinat na natin. Muna wala sa atin because of our politics. Ang leadership natin failed to put pressure on our people to do their work well. Nasira ang work ethics ng lahat ng tao.
At gano'n niya, ang subik, tinamaan ng pinatubo. Durog kami dyan. Sira ang eskwela, sira ang ospital. Tumigil ang buhay namin. Nakot namin yung abo, nilagay namin sa beach. Pumuti yung beach. Okay? Ang subik, sinara yung base. Walang trabaho, walang productivity. Nising ko, wala. Wala sumasweldo. Inlabang ko yung Freeport. Ako nga hawak, ikaw kong gano'n. Naglabi ko si Bay sa Kongreso. Sinama ko ang Clark. Nakuha ko yung Clark, nakuha ko yung Subic. Karoon ng Special Economic Zone doon. Parehong nawalan ng trabaho yan. Ngayon, 3 years kami binigyan ng pera. Ngayon, after, first year parang nagkocontribute na ang Subic sa gobyerno. But the third year, wala nang utang. Wala nang binibigay ang Subic sa gobyerno. Wala nang binibigay ang gobyerno sa Subic. In other words, productive kami, dumaming investments, dumaming trabaho, lumaki ang tax base, lumaki ang exports, lumaki ang tourism, imama ng Subic. Ngayon, di ba dapat ilabas na natin yung Subic ngayon? Lumabas sa Olongo po, 100,000 jobs sa Subic, 100,000 sa Olongo po. Mabot na ngayon, palabas sa kataan ngayon. Kaya ako ginawa yung highway. Kaya yung sinabi ko sa inyo, ayaw ko nasabi ko rito kayo. Decongest Manila, dispersed industries, 3 airports, 3 seaports, Subic, Clark, Manila. Subic, Clark, Manila, 3 airports. 3 seaports, Subic, Manila, and Batangas. Gumawa ka ng infrastructure, lagyan mo ng investment siyan, palabasin mo, magkakaroon ka ng productivity, magkakaroon ka ng private initiative ang gagawa niyan. Bigay mo sa private yung paggagawa ng mga zone at sigurado, lalakas ang bayan natin. Ganyan ang ginawa ng lahat ay mamasa. Pero tumitigil tayo eh. Ang problema eh. Pag tumigil na doon, palabigasan na ngayon yung Subic. Magbenta tayo ng second-hand cars yan. Mag-best smuggling tayo. Wala nang bago. Tanungin ko kayo, ano ba ang nabago sa Pilipinas sa bagong investment zone? Kaya? Yeah. Mag-isip ko yun. How about tourism? How about tourism? Umupo tayo. Kaya ginawa yung nautical highway, yung mga ferry boats. Lumakas ang Puerto Galera. Lumakas ang Boracay. Tama? Kung nagawa tayo ng airport para lumakas ang tourism sa mga bagay na. Kung mapapalakas natin ang turismo, sipin ninyo, ang private ito, ginawa itong port body na ito. Tama? Private to. O kung lalabas mo yan doon sa labas, katulad ng mga malls, ang Ayala, malls na itong mga Henry C, malls na itong sila, Pure Gold, dumalabas sila, dumadami. Ba't ang gobyerno hindi kumain yan? Tumigil tayo sa Project 1, Project 2, Project 3, Project 4, Project 5, hanggang Project 12 ba tayo, di ba? Tapos wala na. Kaya squatter na pumalit. Pero dapat hindi tumitigil ang gobyerno, nagbubukas ng bagong investment possibilities. Naglabas ako ng batas bukod sa Subic at Clark. Ano yan? Tourism bill. Malakas ang turismo. Magagawa ng mga tourism enterprise zone. Di nadami ngayon ang hotel, nadami ngayon ang hanap buhay. Dumating ang airport, nagkaroon lahat ng construction sa airport. Sinalo yung mapasero, may sasambut ng bag, may taxi, hindi sa hotel, kakain, may kusinero, yung prutas yan, may experience ako na palakas ko ang tourism. Palagay nyo, pag presidente ako, kumusta kaya ang tourism dito? Palagay ko, bagyo talaga. Dahil talagang lalagyan ko ng pera yan para lumakas, katulad ng Malaysia, truly Asia, 23 million tourists, ang Pilipinas hanggang ngayon, 3 million tourists. Bola yung sinasabing 5.2 million tourists na bago. Hindi ako naniniwala doon. You have to have a good defense. Kailangan mag-outlay tayo ng defense. Kaya kailangan yung hindi kailangan non-performing assets ng gobyerno, non-performing entities ng gobyerno, they're entitled to being extinct. You cannot help yourself. Well, excuse me. Kailangan talaga, dagdagan mo, unang-una ang ating maritime fleet. We are an archipelagic country. Kailangan matahin natin yan. Kailangan meron tayong air force na maayos. Para sa ganoon, pag kami pumasok na estranghero dyan, magdadala ng drugs, padaanan mo ng jet dyan na F5 lang, tatakbo na yan. Pero kailangan, we should be able to rescue our people. Anong nangyayari sa atin sa air force? Ang C5 natin, yan ang workhorse natin, magdadala ng sundalo kung may gulo. Isa't kalahati na lamang. Magkalahati. Palaging ginagawa niya siya. Dalawa lang sila. Dapat lima. At least lima. Para kung may sakuna, pwede mong dalhin yung mga ambulansya, pwede mong dalhin yung rescue truck. Para pag may gulo, pwede mong dalhin yung mga support, yung mga relief. Nakikita niyo, dumarating sa Haiti, panay C-130 o C-5s. Heavy lift. Wala tayo sa Air Force yan. Dilag-dala natin ng helicopter. Pero kailangan natin kahit na paano ng defense capability para may ayos natin ang ating bayan para hindi tayo basta asamparsampal. Diba, dumating ang pagkakataon, may isang basa inoccupy yung Spratly. Tapos sabi natin, alis ka dyan, amin yan. Sabi niya, make me. Paano yan? Di wala. So we have to slowly bring in discipline, retrain our military. Prioritize ko na talaga ang kailangan ng military. Tigilin natin ang giyera dahil gaso sa giyera yan. Makakatulong sa deficit yan. Tigilin natin yung corruption. Tigilin natin yung damage. Let's be smarter with disasters.
How much of the budget that you will make under your administration will be allocated to
defense? I cannot tell you that right now. Because education will be na my number one. Say sa muna, ang focus ko education. Kaya kailangan natin yung sinasabi ko eh. Pagalingin muna natin ang tao natin. Alright? Dagdagan mo ang kita sa tourism. Dagdagan mo ang kita sa investments. Para may trabaho ang tao natin. Eh, paano kung walang trabaho? Di, kawawa ka. Eh, tourism, pinakamadali yan. Lumakas ang domestic tourism natin. Yan ang totoo. Tingnan mo. Ang dami nagtayo. Bakit nagtatayo? Sapagkat sa OFW, namimili sila ngayon ng maraming bahay. Nagpapagawa ng maraming condominium. Namimili yung mga OFW ng bahay nila. That is pump-priming the economy. So, kung i-decongest mo ang Manila, maglayo ka ng mga bagong 100 hectares sa Bulacan, 200 hectares sa Malolos, 100 hectares sa Kalumpit, 100 hectares sa Palit, 100 hectares sa San Fernando, 100 hectares sa Capas, 100 hectares sa San Fernando, Kabataan, hanggang sa Magnasinan, malapit sa airport, malapit sa seaport, 100 hectares sa Batangas, sa Laguna, yung mga bawat bayan, makakapunta yun. Tapos meron kang Dick Gordon na nagbenta, nakuha niya ang FedEx, nakuha niya ang Coastal, merong reputation na pag sinabi niya, gagawin niya sa buong mundo, palayin ko dadaming hanap buhay, dadaming negosyo dito. Bakit hindi magawa ng presidente natin yan?
Business Mirror.
Good evening po, Senator Chairman. Ako si Marlon, ako po yung online lobby para sa mga travelers.
Hi, Marlon.
Business Mirror, that's all that is a great and business platform. Kasi kasi ganyan po ngayong hapon sa sabi mga doctor nila. So, napakaganda po para po sa pagbabago pag-transform na sa bayan. Kabalik yung mga sinasabi niyo po, hindi po ba napakalaking gawain ito considering na very diverse ang ating kultura at mga pananaw. Ngayon, ang question ko po, paano niyo po sisimulan ang pag-address sa diversity ng ating kultura sa inyong unang 100 araw? What do you intend to implement? What are the programs that you intend to implement in the first 100 days? And what
do you intend to accomplish in this first 100 days? How may po din sinasabi ko ng mga transformers? Sabihin ko sa'yo, kasi nasa yung kultura, Muslim, ngayon pa lang, ginagawa ko na yan eh. 9-3. Alam mo yung 9-3? 9-3 recognizes the contribution of the Muslims like Lapu-Lapu, Sorongan, doon sa flag. Bakit yung 8 race lang ng revolusyon? 1896 na yun eh. Ang Muslim from the very beginning, Lapu-Lapu na nanalo labang kay Magellan. So, tanggap po siya. Tama? Pero tapos, pati tayo gumawa ng Islamic Cultural History of the Philippines, St. Sabores. Ito. First day pa lang, pag-utos ko, lahat ng mga museums ilagay sa loob ng Intramuros. Right now, ginagawa ko sa Intramuros, $5 million. Bigay ng Hapon, yung maestranza. Nag-iba yan, bago pa mag-gera. Ginagawa yan, nire-restore yan. Maganda yan, pag natapos. Grant yan, lumala ko yung nasa tourism pa. Binigay ng Hapon, $5 million. Why don't you make it, nakapunta ka na ba sa Plaza Mayor sa Espanya? Ha? Plaza Mayor, may tapas tour, di ba? Nakapunta ka na sa Smithsonian sa Amerika? Sa Washington, lahat ng museo nandun sa Smithsonian, tama? Lagay mo lahat dyan. Maritime Museum, dami cultural history of the Philippines, the Cordilleras, lagay mo dyan. Exhibit, tomorrow is Islamic Museum for the next 6 months. Next 6 months, it should be the Cordilleras. Next 6 months, it will be the Lumans and the Bajaus. Nobody is excluded. Right? Papasok pa ang turista, pagkain ng ginawa ko yung mga Philippines, di ba? Di ba tinawid ko lahat ng kultura doon? Yung Abel ng Ilocos, yung Tinalak, ha? Di ba? Ng Mindanao? Di ba nandiyan lahat? Yung tuna ng General Santos? Yung mga longganisa ng bawat bayan? Di ba yung mga sayaw, mga lahat, nagawa? Nagkaroon ng contest? Gusto ko, plano namin ni Bayani ngayon, magpa-contest kami lahat eh. Tuloy-tuloy. Pero, hindi pinagpatuloy. Pagawin natin yan. So, gawin mo yung Intramuros, tumawid ka ngayon doon sa Pasig, magkabila ng Pasig, ayusin mo, lagyan mo na mga two stories sa kunyari Eternal Sanctuary Theme Park, patungo doon sa post office, yung post office gawin mong 5-star hotel, katulad ng Fullerton Hotel, dating post office sa Singapore. Ayusin mo yung eskolta, pedestrian walk, walang vendor, pero pedestrian walk, yung mga, hey, one day, yun ang order mo. Gawin mo yan, I bet you, magagawa yan. Yung hotel, magtatagal lang konti, pero matatapos kagad yan kung gugustuhin. Then, unify the country. Nasabi ko sa'yo, I want peace in Mindanao. I want not just peace, I want progress. I will go to Mindanao. Say, lahat ng arm, kayo ang pinaka nahihirapan dito, dagdagan natin ang eskwela niya. Dagdagan natin ang butas niya. Anong kailangan niyo? Lagyan natin, wala nang rito. Courts will have military to support them, to secure them, para may course, para hindi magpapakaya ng ginawa niya. Ngayon, binalik ng MMDA hotel. Lakit ako, dinahan ako eh. Dinalik na yung Guapo hotel eh. Pero pareho pa rin. Gusto lang, iba lang ang nagmamasiwa ngayon, binalik na nila. Okay lang yan. Pero ibig sabihin, in continuity, ba, ayos mo. Talk to them, in, talk to the Muslims about progress, not just about peace. Tell them what will happen if they have tourism in Malamawi, in Basilan. Talk to them about how they can harvest their lasones. Kung may pakakapayapaan yan, maglalagay ka ng LSC dyan para kunin yung lasones para madala ka agad sa merkado. Lanaw late. It will be late dyan. So shortcut dyan. Bibilis ang produkto. Infrastructure, pump priming. We can do all. This is the bagong bayan. The new country. The country where our leaders were killed. Now, we are going to make their dreams come true. And if it is to be, it must be up to us.
Yung pawilihin natin, yung isip ng ibang tao na for doon sa ano. Pero iba na eh. Yung urban, yung ano ng kultura. Sino pa ba nagnganganga ngayon? Nung araw, about 40 years ago, and doon ako sa Sulu, by mo sa Malaysia, ano yun? Unity in diversity?
Sa atin ang galing.
Or progress?
Sa atin ang galing.
Online viewer, maybe quick question. An online viewer wants to know your views on the pork barrel. Are you for against
it? Yes, I'm for the pork barrel. Ang pork barrel, ang pag-asa ng pork barrel, is unang-una dapat implementation that transparent. Dapat may report. Saan mo ginawa yung pork barrel mo? Tulad ko, nga eskwela, mahal yung paggawa sa Department of Public Works. Pinagawa ko sa Chamber of Commerce. Mas maliit yung eskwela ko, pero dalawa ang gagawin. Pag binigyan ko na isang eskwela, gagawa nila ng isa. So, dumubli ako. Ang eskwela ko, 450,000. Ang PPWH, 800,000. Nagwa 1 million pa. Eskwela yun eh. Alright? Pork barrels, hindi kami nasama sa budget. At hihingan ka eh. Ang pork barrel ko, basa ka din sa PGH, bilhin mo sa PGH, kunin mo sa pork barrel. Masayalan niya operasyon niya. Sa heart center, masayalan niya operasyon niya. Meron kang panlaban. Ang masama.
Pork barrel is a way to equitably distribute development. Yan ang but our local government code has a something to protect or to prevent abuse and the wastage of pork barrel. Ito yung tinatawag na Regional Development Authority or Regional Development Councils. Kailangan i-activate lang yun. And if there, I think there would be need to change some, to amend that part of that law na yun lang appointment of membership to that council work exclusively dun sa governor. Yung Regional Development Council, ang composition niya are the governor plus this congressman, no? And other mga ex-officio officials. Yun lang, kaya ang nangyayari lang doon, nakokontrol ng governor. So, ang kailangan i-amend yung law so that nobody can have control of that. Mag-function talaga yung council na yun. To really put the money in the right programs, no? At hindi maano ng politika gaano. Yun lang because if we don't have that, if we can institutionalize the use of this, you know, it's subject to corruption, and one thing is yung wastage of money on projects that are not may not be necessary.
Yeah. Let me just ask you also your question. I authored a co-sponsor to the Mindanao Development Authority. Di na yung maraming kung ano-ano. May prioritization. Mas mabilis ka yan. The other one is Laguna Development Authority. Papasa ko na rin yan. Para maayos yan Laguna Development Authority. They can impose fines. They can remove all these fish pens. Hilay-tulay. Pwede mong ilagay doon yan. Depende kung sa sinisalidad. Dapat ultimately, the people, dala ko sino yung bisikap ko na yung lumulubog na barko, is now the threat. On April 30, I raised about 18 million pesos from my friends sa Manila Hotel. Yung nasa amin yung bagong bayan. My sisters, my brothers, all, my sisters and my my friends are raising money. Kanina lang, nag-usap kami. We're raising money every day para makakuha ng pera para tumutulong. May mga PayPal kami ngayon. Nagbukas na kami ng PayPal. Meron kaming bagong bayan website. Bayani Gordon. Pwede kayo mag-donate doon. May pipindi din kayo mag-donate.
We'll have photo ops out.
The campaign is already begun a long time ago. In terms of service, which should really be the basis for your electing people, one of the principal bases should be a track record. It's not what they say on television today. If you compare the Gordon Bayani commercials, and there are always one, Gordon Bayani commercials, doon lang makikita nyo, walang doon sa Metro Manila Development, ginagawa, claim that they are the Messiah. You voted for somebody who said, ako para sa Mayus. One an engineer, one an a lawyer, but both local executives nonetheless. Successful ones at that. Can you imagine? Marikina became a model town. Even after Ondoy, nakabangon na Marikina. Can you imagine Olongapo being hit by Pinatubo? Or Olongapo stretching out, tumutulong sa Kabanatuan during the earthquake in 1990. Utulong sa Ormoc, sa Cebu, ang Olongapo. Ang Isabela, kikita niya yung mayor niya, nakikita niya sa Red Cross. Pag may nawawalang tripulante, kinukuha niya doon sa barko, doon sa malalayong lugar, after 23 days at sea. We can deal with everybody. Kami ang nag-usap na maayos yung record namin sa bilang mayor, bilang chairman ng Subic, nakakuha kami ng mga investments. What do you need today? You need jobs. And we've done that. We created jobs in Subic. We created jobs in tourism. Oh, Philippines. Nakita si Senator Gordon at ang Red Cross. As a diario, Philippine Red Cross, anda. 43 years. You want clean elections? I sponsor that. You have taon, may titulo ng lupa, hirap na hirap. 1,000 square meter ka ng lupa, 300 square meter ng lupa, gumawa ko ng batas, free patent. Hindi na magbawa ka sa Red Cross, dahil ka sa Catholic Women's League. Kunin nyo ito, pwede nyo pamigay din sa mahihirap. At turuan nyo na mahirap na yan. I can tell you many, many things. You ask me anything we've had experience. Whether going to MILF, telling them, huwag yung guluhin yung arm election, or going to Sulu, o sa nakatingin sa'yo, gagawin mo ang tama sapagkat alam mo, we have created an atmosphere of law, order, and civility. But the long and the short of this is, we thank you all for giving us the possibility of being able to flesh out these ideas. You have asked us, we've asked of you. No hesitation. Why is there no hesitation? Because we have the experience. I have no hesitation in my vice presidential candidate. We talked about it. We agreed. We are both strong men, strong-willed. But my vice president was humble enough to say he has more experience than I have. Today we're together. I am happy to have him because he's an engineer. He has a good track record in Metro Manila development. He's a good track record in Marikina. Both our wives are males. Madali kami lapitan, sanay kami sa tao. We make 100, 1,000 decisions sometimes every day. And you need that when you're president. There's no one to ask. The line stops with you. The buck stops with you. Ikaw ang gagawa ng decision. Hindi yung tatanungin ko sa nanay ko, o tatanungin ko sa tatay ko, o bibilihin ko, o ano man yan. It's important that you elect the right people. Support will be sigurado nalo. It is 5 months ago and we're going to be working hard to win the future for you. We're going to be campaigning, we're going to be telling our record. The campaign season has not even started, February 9 pa. And we're going to do it because we've been there before. Tamahan kami ng Pinatubo, palisi ng base, tamahan kami ng Undoy, tamahan kami ng Bagyo, kayo tamahan ng Bagyo, tamahan kayo ng earthquake, tamahan kayo ng vulkan, mawalan kayo ng trabaho. Gordon and Bayani have done it all. We have the track record for that. We have the vision and the drive and the energy and the political will to do it. Kaya hindi kami naiiyang humarap sa inyo. Kaya sabi nila, ba't huli kayo? Hindi kami huli. Tinaglang namin kung sino ang tatakbo. At nakita namin, they've been weighed and measured, kulang pa sa experience. Kulang pa sa luto. Kaya baka mahilaw, nangangako na naman na magaganda, pero walang maipakita na nagawa, kaya wala kayong batayan. Kayo, nakita niyo na kami, may batayan na kayo. You should be able to vote on that basis. So today, we just want to say, bilis talaga ng internet, ano? Oh, yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes, maybe...
So, ayun, I just want to say na dapat nabayaan nyo kami ni Bayani na makatulong, and we are going to do it. And I can tell you for sure that we have studied it very, very well, and we can do the job.